Just an hour ago, the tower's richest resident was released into federal custody under house arrest here at his penthouse apartment.
Several years ago, he was asked to manage all of your pensions. Right now, they're saying that anyone who invested with Mr. Shaw has been defrauded.
Did he get your money too?
Yeah.
All these guys keep cash close by, but we still haven't found Shaw's safety net. 20 million and change.
So you're saying you want to rob Arthur Shaw? It's inside a building that has the most advanced security and is guarded by FBI agents 24 hours a day.
Okay, here's the deal. Some critics find Brett Ratner to be the worst director on the planet, but for me, he's kind of a guilty pleasure. I generally like his films in spite of myself, and that's probably why I had a lot of fun watching Tower Heist. The film follows a ragtag group of high-rise staffers who try to steal $20 million from the embezzler in the penthouse suite who stole from their pension fund. Originally written for a mostly different cast and spending years in development, Tower Heist is surprisingly cohesive. It's also pretty well acted, with Ben Stiller leaving most of his annoying tropes behind, and it also features Eddie Murphy in a return to grown-up comedies after spending the last decade or so of purgatory and family films. It's a button pusher taking advantage of the current Occupy climate, and it features some pretty funny moments along with a slick look and solid action. It's not a great heist film, but doggone it if it ain't fun. Tower Heist gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.